Oh, Daniel bowed his head and he prayed, but no answer came for 21 days. He thought that God had not heard his servant's prayer. But an angel was sent from God that same day, but the prince of darkness stood in his way. The angel overthrew him. I can hear Daniel say, grief turned to pain, and I cried, oh Lord, it seems that you haven't heard my prayer. Oh, but God said I heard the first time you called, but Satan tried to block your answer and stall. Reinforcements been made, Satan's had to withdraw.
Boy, I hate to turn
He's
that
the
down.
God that can fail.
Woo! God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, folks. I'm telling you, we're going to have a great broadcast. I got to shut God off and put it on hold because I want to go back there. I'm here to tell you there's power in prayer. There's a presidential election coming up on November the 8th, and you better learn to pray. You better, if you haven't already, you better learn to pray. We are depending on the hand of God to bring America back to old-fashioned, moral, good, solid values, to make America great again. Oh, this has been a great nation. This has been a great country. But we are in a mess. We are in a mess. Now, I'm here to tell you today, I'm doing a special program, and I want you to hear every word I say. Every word I say, Hillary Clinton is not going to be the next president. Did you hear me? Hillary Clinton is not going to be the next president. We're in a battle for conservative values in America. We're in a battle to turn this nation back to the way of God, back to the things that are good and true, to stop killing unborn babies, to stop the same-sex marriage scandal. This grip in our nation. I mean, it's one scandal after another scandal. Washington State, 5 people killed last night. 5 people shot to death in other places. I can't even enumerate them all because they just, it's almost every day. Friend, something is wrong. You cannot rule God out of a nation and not pay the piper. If you serve and go back to serving the devil is going to require of you hell to pay. Do you understand that? And we've got a lady running for president that has proven what they are. They have proven what they are. You remember the 8 years of her husband and herself, of course, right there with him. You remember that. You remember how much they stole from the White House when they moved out and President Bush wouldn't even do anything about it. Well, we've had too much camaraderie between liberals and so-called conservatives, and they should get along. I'm going to be just as kind to those who don't like me today as I'm going to be to those who do like me. I'm going to do that, and everybody should do that, but we don't compromise our values. We don't compromise the truth. We don't compromise things when they need to be spoken plain and clear. Do you hear me? And I mean that with all of my heart. I'm here to stand up for the morals of America. Now, we're going to talk about Hillary's policies. We're going to talk about her demeanor. We're going to talk about, listen to me, we're going to talk about Hillary and the mystery of iniquity that is gripping our world. This whole globalism thing. It started with the first President Bush. I guess you remember that. I was very aware when he began to talk about a new world order. And that's why they're not supporting Donald Trump right now. And they on the Clinton side is because the one world order is determined to have America as part of its organization and to make America part of the coming Antichrist and all he represents. And I'm here to tell you, during the seven-year tribulation period, people can stand for what they want to. It'll cost them their life. But there will be some people during that 7 years who don't bow, who don't bend. They may burn, but they won't bow and they won't bend. Now, we're talking about Hillary Clinton today. We're talking about the things she represents. And I'm here to tell you that she will not be the next president. Now, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. I can't do that. They tell me I shouldn't do that. But I can tell you I won't be voting for her. And, of course, you know who I will be voting for, Donald Trump. Now, I want to listen. I want you to listen to me. There are so many things. I cannot say all that I want to say today. I don't have time to say everything I would like to say concerning the administration that would be evident in a Hillary Clinton. Do you understand? We're really not talking against the woman. No. We're talking about America. And the policies, whether or not we're going to be a true democracy, a true nation of the people and for the people and by the people, or are we going to be just a human theocracy, a human dictatorship? Are we going to continue to go down the paths of the last 8 years? Never has anything so evil gripped this nation as has done so now almost 8 years. You know that. And you know that Hillary would be a continuation and a doubling down of all the last eight years have represented. That's what she would be. A doubling down of everything that Barack Obama has done for 8 years. Homosexuality would be put in every office possible. I mean, they would promote that lifestyle to the hilt. They've been doing it now for 8 years, and Hillary's been an intimate part of that on a worldwide scheme, a worldwide basis. Friend, hey, if we've ever prayed, you heard that song I was just playing, there's power in prayer. And I'm here to tell you there's a lot of us will be praying until the last vote is counted. The last vote is cast on November the 8th. We will be praying on our faces, believing God to destroy the camp of the enemy and to bring to naught all the darkness of ungodly men and to stand for right. Now, I think the first thing I ought to do is let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Psalms. I love Psalms. Psalms is quoted more in the New Testament than any other book of the Old Testament. Because Psalms is actually an Old Testament gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you hear that? Psalms is actually an Old Testament gospel of Jesus Christ. And look at Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why did the heathen rage? Why did the heathen rage? And you hear it every day now. The media, if ever the media of America has represented heathenism, and everything dark and every dark thing that you can imagine, that's what they represent. And we know that. And I know there's some good people among them. I'm not painting with a broad brush. I know there's good people everywhere in our nation. There's good people in the Democrat Party. I don't see how they stay in there. They have to hold their nose. And there's good people in the Republican Party. And that's almost as bad. You have to hold your nose many times with that. But friend, we're talking about a nation that belongs to us. We are the taxpayers. We're the taxpayers. Those people don't pay the taxes that live off of the public dole. We're the taxpayers, and we have a right to stand up. Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Listen now. Got the Bible in my hand. The kings of the earth did set themselves, or the kingdoms of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel against the Lord. They are counseling or taking counsel against the Lord. When they stand up to kill unborn babies, they're not fighting me, they're fighting the Lord. When they stand up for same-sex marriage, they're not fighting me, they're fighting the Lord. When they use the government taxes for their own benefit, they're not fighting me, they're fighting people that pay their taxes, that are faithful people, that go to church on Sunday, that live good moral lives. I'm here to tell you, friend, we need to listen to this. The kings of the earth did set themselves and the ruler take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, this has been the attitude of America, not just 8 years, going back more than 8 years, all the way back to when the Supreme Court eliminated the right for the protection of unborn babies. When they eliminated that right, they literally was taking their stand against wickedness. Let us break their bonds asunder and cast away their cords from us. Listen, you got to hear me now. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. You think they're getting away with what they're doing? They're not getting away with nothing. You think they're getting away with abortion and all these other wicked things that's going on? They're not getting away with nothing. The record's being kept perfectly. They will answer. You cannot do contrary to this Bible and not answer ultimately. That's just the way it is. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And you can read right on and on, and you'll find where it prophesies of Jesus, saying that he will sit on the throne beside the Father until all his enemies are made his footstool. In that very second chapter, he will sit at the right hand of the Father. That's Jesus, the Son of the living God, will sit right at the right hand of the Father. And all this wickedness we're talking about, all these wicked people in political arenas, all these people who are fighting everything good and honest, who literally want to shut us up, that we don't even have a right in our own pulpits to preach and stand for the truth. Look at the mayor of Charlotte and the city council and their determination to have assorted gender of people in bathrooms, men and women in the same bathrooms, because they are, they say, a gender oriented person. They have a male body, but I got a female mind, so I'm going in the girls' bathroom. And in the Charlotte city limits, in all the Charlotte buildings, that's allowed and promoted, even at our airport. Did you hear me? Even at our airport. And you know what our school did this year. A teacher in Charlotte, Mecklenburg, cannot call a girl, or a boy, a boy. They've got to call them students because they don't want to admit that there's a difference in girls and boys. I mean, that kind of mindset is taking over America. And that's what Hillary represents. Do you understand that? And that's what Obama has represented. And if you can vote for that, don't claim to be a Christian at the same time, because you will make yourself one big hypocrite. Do you hear me? Now, don't get mad at me, because I'm going to let you call me and tell me you don't like me and I'm wrong and I'm crazy, and I'm going to let you do any of that. I'm going to put my numbers up because I want to hear from you. I'd like to have this whole program given to questions and answers. I really would. Grab your phone. 704-391-0588. You see it on the screen. 1-800-338-7884. And you can email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. I'll go there in a little bit and read your emails and do my best to answer. Now, I want to tell you something. Let me give you just a few things about Hillary Clinton. Okay? Let me give you a few things. Number one, nothing strikes terror in the majority of Americans' conservative hearts than the thought of Hillary Clinton in the White House. It strikes terror. It scares my little soul to death of thinking of that woman who would call herself Queen Hillary if she could get away with it, being in the White House. She presents a persona of a compassion, but she has a heart of cold steel. She's an evil woman. and it would be hard to imagine America ever. I'm right in giving you things I've written in this article. It would be hard to imagine America ever recovering from 8 years of this woman in our White House. I wouldn't even be able to watch anything on TV that has to do with the White House. I could not take it. My heart wouldn't stand it. My spirit wouldn't stand it. Even now, I cut it off immediately. I've never listened to 2 minutes of Barack Obama, and I will never listen to 2 minutes of Hillary Clinton. I can read everything I need to read. My spirit just literally grates inside of me. The Holy Ghost in me tells me that's nothing but the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of the mystery of the wicked one, when I hear a little bit of it. And you say, Brother Chambers, you're being very plain. I have to be plain because we got so many preachers who aren't worth the salt in their bread. I mean, they're not worth this. You know what the Bible calls them? Dumb dogs that won't bark. Dumb dogs that won't bark. She is the dream world of every godless, humanistic segment of our American society. She's got a certain level of boats tied up. They would not care what she did or what she said. That crowd's going to vote for her. But I know there's enough good Americans that's not going to vote for her. And I can tell you she's not going to be the president. I say that in the name of the Lord because I believe that's what God has made real in my heart. She is a dream world of every godless humanistic segment of our society. Literally, liberals see her as the hope of their final and absolute defeat of all core conservative politics. Liberals see her as the absolute core defeat of all conservative policies. I mean, America would never be the same. America would never be the same. I'm here to tell you. Now, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I'm here to just talk about the policies and the demeanor of this particular woman, Hillary Clinton, and to tell you she's not going to win the presidency of this nation. Now, cheer up. Cheer up. She's not going to be the president. But let me tell you something. Don't you cheer up and quit praying. Don't you cheer up and take it for granted. The reason she's not going to be is because there are more people praying right now across America. There's more people praying right now, crying out to God for this nation than probably ever in the history of our existence. Now, there's been some great times of prayer. There's been some great victories wrought by prayer. And you heard the song I just played. And I'm going to take you back to hear all of that at the end of this broadcast. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. Remember when old Daniel prayed and for 21 days the answer didn't come. And when the answer came, the Lord said, from the first day that you prayed, I did hear you. And God's been hearing me. I'm here to tell you, I know it without a doubt. I've seen it over and over. And when things begin to go backwards, I start praying fresh. All over with a new demeanor. I just double down, you know. And there's many, many, many others doing the same thing. And we're going to win this one, church. We're going to win this, godly people all over this nation. We're going to win this, folks in other countries that are watching me or listening to me. Anywhere in the world, of course, you can see or hear this broadcast. Anywhere on the face of this earth. Well, I want you to know, I believe you that are Christians are praying for us. Because America has been the one last hope of any sanity in our world except for Israel. We really have. And we've got to go back to that place as a great friend of Israel. We don't need politicians in no office in America that's not a friend to Israel. Not one. Now, anybody that would vote for anybody that's not a friend to Israel, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm here to tell you, you just cannot afford to do that. Now, I want you on the line. I want to talk to you. I want you to call me and tell me what you think about what I'm saying. I want some good debates with people who are on the other side. And let's talk about it. You see, I see in Donald Trump a man of great capacity to make a great president. He will be the closest thing to Ronald Reagan we've had in my lifetime. He will be the closest thing to Ronald Reagan I've had in my lifetime. Now, Ronald Reagan wasn't a Christian when he became our president. I think he became one. his one of his adopted sons, or his one adopted son, said he did. And I know that Donald Trump has been doing some praying, and there's been reports of that. And I'm not going to tell you he's all there in every way, form, and fashion. He's not. But I'm praying for God to make him the kind of president that America will be proud of, and that true values. You know, when he says one people under one God and under one flag. Did you hear that? One God, one flag. America, if a person wants to come to America and they don't believe in the God of the Christian faith, they shouldn't come to America. They shouldn't want to come to America unless they're willing to learn about our God, Jehovah. Now, there are people here that are not Christians, and we shouldn't try to force them to become Christians. I don't believe in forced Christianity. I don't believe in no kind of forced religion. I believe you have to choose to be a Christian. It's your choice, and only you can make that decision. Well, let's take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please? All right, let me see here. Now I got you. Go ahead.
I just want to say amen, amen, amen to everything you're saying. And God bless you for standing up for the Lord Jesus and telling people how it is. And we pray for you every day that God will just use you, keep using you for the glory of God.
Well, you know, it's been a joy all these years to be a part of this program and to just continue standing tall and doing what's right. I've been given prophecies. People remind me of things I've said years ago that I forgot about. But you know, everything in this, and I'm everything I've always said, I've done my best to say it according to the Bible. And it's all happening just like I've been talking 43 years. It's amazing to think of 43 years of watching and seeing our world come down to the point of the rapture and then the 7-year tribulation period. And that's where we're at.
Yes, it is. I agree 100%. Yes, sir, I do. This world is so wicked, I don't believe the good Lord's going to let it stand much longer.
Thank you, and God bless your sweetheart.
God bless you.
God bless you. Now, you call us everywhere you are. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you anywhere, everywhere. I want your opinion. I want your word. And I don't want you just to call to talk about anything I'm saying or doing. I'm just doing my best to do what's right. That's all I'm doing. The road back from judicial activism gone completely berserk is at stake. We got to have a president who will appoint judges who are conservative judges, who believe in the Constitution of America, who don't want to send us right on down the road to hell, because the judges have been mighty powerful forces in destroying this nation, and everybody out there knows that. And the politicians are responsible for it. And any Republican that has agreed to put one of these liberal judges in position of power, you're just as guilty as that judge is when they make those wicked decisions. You need to understand that, my friend. You're just as guilty as they are. And you just can't afford to let it happen. Grab your phones now. Grab your phones. I'm leaving the number up because I want you to just keep calling. I would really like to hear from every one of you out there. And I want to hear from people who disagree so we can see the sides. You know, nothing makes truth so beautiful as to see it side by side with error. Nothing makes truth so beautiful as to see it side by side with error. It really is. And that's why I've always welcomed people who disagree with me, because I think you're in error, but I want to hear it, and maybe even will convince you. I mean, there's so many people, though, you can't convince in no form or fashion, and I understand that. And if I can't, I can't, you know, but I can sure try. Let me say welcome to all of our radio listeners, all of you, anywhere in North Carolina, anywhere in South Carolina, anywhere up in West Virginia or Virginia or Delaware or Washington, anywhere around the globe, anywhere you're listening to me on internet, anywhere you're watching me on internet. I know people have told me I had a face for radio. Well, I just do my best. You know, I try to dress up real nice, you know, so it takes the emphasis off my face. And hoping that will help me, you know, to make a little better inroads to your heart. But what I speak is the truth, and that's really what matters. That's really what counts. It really is. Let me take you. I want to read the Bible, and I want to tell you all these things that I see in Hillary that I hope will resound in your minds, and that you will get out there with me and help get people voting. I went in a place looking for something I was buying a day or two this week, and I got all the people that I could see together. I said, everybody come here, I want to tell you something. And I got them over there together. I said, now, I want to tell all of you. I want to tell every one of you face to face, I want to buy something from you, but I'm not going to trade with you if you're going to vote for Hillary. Yeah, unless you're willing to vote against that kind of thing and that kind of destruction of America, I'm not buying from you. They all laughed and said, oh, you don't worry. We're all conservatives. We're going to vote right. You don't have to worry about it. I was doing it, you know, to just enjoy my friendship and to be a part of people wherever I go. And I'm not ashamed. I want you to know I'm willing to speak up the truth. People have got to hear the truth. Now, listen to this Bible truth. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, I'm doing this program and talking about the political people running for president of this nation because I understand this verse could not be more true right now. This know also that in perilous times, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, I want you to know we're in the day of perilous times. We're in the day of dark times. We're in the day of times that are troubling to the very core of our being. If you know anything about God, if you know anything about the Bible, anything about truth, anything about right, then you are troubled. You are troubled to the core. You are troubled to the core. And you know that if we don't have a turnaround in this nation, if we don't turn things back toward moral values, toward the house of God, toward men of God speaking the truth. We've got so many preachers in our nation that are pathetic. I mean, when you think about it, just this week, I'm trying to remember what I read was a couple of Methodist preachers in town. First Methodist, I think, and Myers Park Methodist, and they had some new Bible. And I thought, what in the world? And this Bible was blasphemy. Are you listening to me? It was blasphemy. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. I was just wanting to ask you a question. Now, do you believe God puts kings in and takes kings out?
Do I believe God puts kings in and takes kings out? Well, yes, I do. But I believe he does it in connection with the prayers of saints and the prayers of godly people and the attitude of people in a nation that has turned as far from God as our nation. We have got what we deserved in Barack Obama. We got what we deserve. Now, there's a lot of people praying, and I think there's enough people praying and trying to turn things around, and there's many pastors across this nation who are just as committed as I am, and I believe because of that, we're going to get a turnaround, and he's going to point to somebody and see that they are what we need. Now, he never does this completely regardless of what people are doing, but he does everything he does in connection with what his children are doing.
But you know something, too, I was thinking, you know, if he put Hillary Clinton in office.
He's not going to put her in office.
But if he did.
I'm not going to agree to say that.
Okay, don't agree to say it, but I'm just saying that would usher in, I think if she did become, it would usher in the rapture.
No, she can't. Her being elected is not going to have anything to do with the election or the rapture. That's God's business. He will send his son when the Father is ready. And we should not be willing to accept anything wicked until we're out of here. The restrainer is still here, you know. The Holy Spirit is still in his church. The Holy Spirit is still at work. He's at work in me. And I believe because he's at work in me and many other people that we can know that God wants to do for us something that will give us a reprieve and a turnaround. So I just don't believe she can get elected.
Well, I'm going to be praying that she does not get elected. That is where my prayer is. I'm asking the Lord not to put her in office. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, I am delighted that you called, and I can see that we're very close to agreeing perfectly. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
You are my friend, okay? Now, call quickly. I don't know. It sounds like my callers are a little loud today, and I'm trying to figure out why, and I don't know exactly what to do, but I'm trying to get it straight here, okay? Hey, give us a call, 1-800. 334-334-8784, 704-391-0588, and then email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. Let's take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. I don't like Obama any more than you or anybody else does. But I believe he's in there for a purpose. I believe he's in there just the opposite of the way John the Baptist is.
I think he's in there for the devil's sake.
That's what I mean, just the opposite of what John the Baptist was. John the Baptist came to present the way, to straighten out the way so that Jesus could come.
Well, you know, when I hear those kind of things, I think we're kind of being fatalistic. And I don't believe in fatalism. I believe that he's there because America has been so wicked. And we've allowed so much junk to go on. And our politicians have been so weak-kneed. And our preachers will not get in the pulpit and say what they ought to say. I think that's why he's in there.
Well, I believe that too also. But I also know that things have to be in place for the Bible to be fulfilled also.
Well, I understand that. And I agree. The Bible is going to be fulfilled whoever's in office. And the right things are going to happen. But America needs a reprieve. We need a turnaround. And I believe God wants to give us a Holy Ghost revival in this nation. But we have got such wickedness until it is overwhelming. And we've got to take responsibility. People are in office because that's the way our people voted. Taking responsibility. We can't put it on God. We need to put it on us. Because multitudes of Christians didn't even vote. You know? And when good people will not vote because they have a fatalistic view that God's going to put in who he wants to, that's not biblical Christianity. And I don't believe in that.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
And I'm your friend now. If you disagree with me, it's not going to hurt our friendship. You know, and I hope my disagreeing with you don't hurt your friendship. But I think that Christians have a responsibility to vote. We should render to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. If you pay your taxes, you ought to vote.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You are my friend. Now grab your phone out there all over the woodwork, okay? Grab your phone. I want you to be involved, and I want to hear what you got to say, and I want you to let me talk with you. See, I hear so much fatalism in the religious world. Well, God's going to give us who he wants us to have. I don't need to vote. That is hogwash. That's not biblical. That's just not the way it is. We are a free, freedom-loving nation. And as a freedom-loving people who want to do the right thing because we want to do the right thing, voting is a responsibility, and we must never just treat it like it's not even important. I mean, we really must not. Now, let me go. I'm waiting on your call here. But let me look at the internet and see if I've got any calls coming in here. Yeah, and I have, if I can read them, I'm telling you. Listen, I've got to get up close here, so you have to bear me looking at me. Will there be Christians left behind during the rapture, as with the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish? Well, you answered your own question. Yes, foolish virgins are people who are saved, but they're not living for Christ. They're sitting on the pew. They've lost the fire of the Holy Spirit, and they're just lukewarm at best. And Jesus said to the church at the seventh church, the church of Laodicea, "I will spew you out of my mouth." Now, where is he going to spew them? Into the tribulation. There are going to be millions of Christians that have been born again, but who lost the fire, they've lost their joy, they've lost the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and they're going to go into that tribulation, and they're going to have to take the mark of they have to refuse the mark of the beast and die at the hand of the Antichrist. You hear me? You better listen to that. Now, here's another. Are you saying that you personally think Hillary will lose, or are you prophesying that she will lose? Well, I'm just telling you that I believe, listen to me now, that Hillary Clinton will lose. I believe the Holy Spirit has made it real in my heart that she will lose. Am I telling you I'm prophesying? No, I'm not. I'm telling you what my heart feels by the Holy Spirit in me. by the work of God in me. And I'm here to tell you, I don't take it for granted, but I'm going to do some tall praying, and I'm going to be crying out to God, and I'm going to be giving my best on the altar to the Lord, and I think that's my duty, and that's what I'm going to be doing, and I'm going to believe that God's going to hear our prayers, and she is not going to be the next president. I really believe that. Now, call me if you disagree. I want to hear from you. Oh, this is my joy to just sit here and deal with you and let you say what you want to say. I want to hear from you. The lines are open now while you are calling. I want to give you a booklet of all these things. Oh, I just said a few of them. There's just gobs of them. I want to give you a booklet why Hillary Clinton will not be elected president. I want to give you a booklet. And I want you to make it available. I want you to copy it and give it out in hundreds. I'm giving you this, and all you got to do is call right now to get it. Call right now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, or email request at jrc.org, jrc.org. And all of you who are on my email mailing list, you will automatically get a copy of this, okay? Everybody on the email mailing list all over the world, you'll get a copy of this. Now, let me say to all of you, we've got a new email. A new web page. It is beautiful. It is user-friendly. It is so loaded. It's not complete yet, but it's on its way. And I want you to go to it this week. You'll even be able to go to Twitter from our website. You'll be able to go to Facebook from our website. It's going to be, big and just tremendous to communicate to multiplied thousands. And so you can go www.paulcreek.org. www.pawcreek, notice that, pawcreek.org. Now, all you got to do is look at this right now, jrc@pawcreek.org. Just eliminate the JRC at and put www.pawcreek.org, and you go to our website, and you will find an array of things. And this program will be up in just a little while. You can send it to your friends. My sermon Monday will be up, and that goes up about 3:30 Monday afternoon, the sermon, and this goes about 30,000. Well, we're here to bless you. Why Hillary Clinton will not be the next president. That's what we're talking about, except I'm not putting the why on the title. I'm just saying Hillary Clinton will not be the next president of the United States of America. She will not be now. You can settle on that and quit worrying about it. Just get on your face and pray with all you've got. If you see the polls shifting, you just get on your knees and start praying. Whatever you see, go to prayer. Go to prayer. Claim it by the hand of God. Are you listening to me? Claim it by the hand of God. Now, the line's open. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, the lines are open, and I want the next 25 minutes to take one call after the other and do my best to help you understand. And there is so much in this article. And the globalist, are you hearing me? The globalist are dependent on Hillary Clinton getting this. And they're going to fight. You haven't seen nothing yet. These next days in front of us, I'm here to tell you it's going to be like war zone all over America. They're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from being elected. They are determined. They are determined. I'm here to tell you Hillary Clinton is the pride and joy of the liberal world of America. She's the pride and joy of the Democrat Party. She's their pride and joy. Her liberalism is what they love. And preachers all over this nation are determined. They love Hillary because they believe in these liberal policies. They want to okay same-sex marriage right in their Methodist and their Presbyterian and even Pentecostal churches. They are going, it's pitiful what's happening to the Church of America. It's pitiful. Do you understand? Get out of those kind of churches. You say, oh, I've got to stay there. My dad was buried in the cemetery. Well, your dad would get out if he could get out of that graveyard. Come on, friend. Wake up. Wake up. Stand up for what is right. Stand up for what is right. Hillary Clinton is a pro-choice, hardcore pro-choice, hardcore, unborn children will have lesser rights under her than the jihadist of the Muslim religion will have under her. I mean, you can hear it all the time. And she wants to tax you to death. She wants your money for her agenda and her foundation, by the way. Oh, friend, listen to me. You got to stand up. The only kind of person she would consider being on her staff are people who think just like her, exactly like Obama has done all during these years. While all things we know about Hillary are dangerous, the things that we don't know are even more dangerous. Did you hear that? Of all the things we know that are dangerous, the things we don't know is even more dangerous. A woman of her demeanor, if it were possible for her to be elected president, would take on a degree of haughtiness that would border on insanity. You can already see the woman is really, I mean, she don't even want to campaign. She just thinks it's hers. She just thinks the media and the Democrat Party and the powers in Washington, like the Bushes and all of that crowd, are going to give it to her. Well, they can't give it to her because there's too many good people in America. There's too many people who think straight and who think right and who still love this old black book, who still love this old-fashioned black book, the infallible Word of God, the infallible Word of God. I don't understand why every line's not tied up. You don't. How many of you want this information that I got? Grab your phone if you want it, and just work, Sister Chamber, my wife, my sweet wife, and Allen, a church. Work them to death. I mean, call. They're in there answering the phone for you, and if you're not calling, they're here wasting their time. So grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm going to put that numbers back up for you because I want you calling. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. We want to hear from you. Every one of you. Every one of you. Where are you at? Do you care? How many of you care? How many of you agree with me? If nobody will call to disagree, how about several of you calling and disagreeing? Would you pick up your phone and say, hey, I believe what you are saying. Call me quickly. Now, the lines are waiting on you. They're waiting. We're here to talk to you. We're here to debate with you. We're here to try to teach you. And we're here to tell you, you've got to vote. You've got to vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I'm telling you how I'm going to vote. But I'm telling you, you've got to vote. I'm telling you, you've got to vote. And even if you're on the other side, I would want you to do your job, and that is vote. I think every person in America that is a bona fide citizen of this nation, a bona fide citizen of this nation, and a faithful part of this nation, you ought to vote. You really need to vote. I'm concerned about people who live on the public dole and have no interest in being self-dependent. Most of the time, those people are going to vote for whoever will give them the most, whoever makes more available to them without them having to work and to take responsibility. And I can't respect that. I really can't respect that at all. Now, grab your phones. I'm here to wait on you, and I'm here to serve you, and I'm here to be a blessing to you. I want with all my heart. Please read Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. All right, I will do that for you, my friend. Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. Let's see, make sure I can find it here. You know, I go in this Bible with all my heart. I love the old book. I love this old book. I hope you love it as good as I love it. I love this Bible, Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. Ecclesiastes 8 and 11. And maybe you've got a scripture you want me to read. Grab your phone if you have. I will do my best. Maybe people don't want to call because they're scared somebody will know who they are and identify themselves. Don't worry about that, please. 11, verse 11. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Listen now. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Wow. That's great, sir. Whoever sent me that. That's great. That's great because sinners against evil men is not executed speedily. When people do wrong, they should be put in the courtroom and immediately rendered a proper, honest judgment. People who commit murder absolutely ought to be immediately judged and put to their task. Come on, friend. These things are beautiful because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the hearts of sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. That is powerful. That is powerful. That is powerful. Do you think there will be an election, or will martial law be declared? There'll be an election. I don't think martial law would be declared. I think there'd be millions of us who would march on Washington if they tried to call martial law and tried to stop an election. No way would we put up with that. I don't believe we would, and I don't believe they're dumb enough to try. We believe and support you. Thank you. I like that. I'm trying to see all my emails here. Any more, call me. I want to hear from you. Email me. I'll read your email the best of my ability. How hard to see those things anymore. My email, my computer needs to be darker. I hadn't thought about that. I need to have everything on my computer darker. I guess that's possible. Grab a phone. I want to hear from you. You are very, very important. Now, I like to go back where I can see things and know what's going on. But we're talking about Hillary Clinton and the evil that this woman represents. A wicked woman. That's all you can say. That's all you can say. And she's had her heart set on that White House. And she's very sick. There's no evidence. There's no doubt about that. But she's willing to bulldog her way until she can get elected, she thinks. And then she'll, you know, go on a month's vacation probably while she waits for her time to be inaugurated. But that's not going to happen. She's not going to be elected. I don't believe it at all. Nobody can make me even suggest she might. I mean, they just aren't going to do that. They just can't do that because I know what I believe. I know what I believe the Lord has showed me. And I'm standing on it. And I'm claiming a miracle of God. I'm claiming the hand of the Holy One. Hallelujah. All right. All right. All right. All right. My staff is on my case. My phones are all busy. And they want me to get on the lines here and take my calls. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Reverend Sanders.
Yes.
How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How may I help you?
I have a question for you.
Okay, I want to hear it.
What do you stand in and politics have in common?
Say that again. I didn't get a word of it.
What do politics and Christianity have in common?
Can you back off of your phone a little bit? Everything sounds overly harsh at me today, and I'm trying my best to understand, but it messes me up. Say that again slowly and back off of your phone in your hand a little bit.
Now, can you hear me?
Yeah, that's better. Back off a little more.
What does Christianity and politics have in common?
What are you asking, my friend?
Sir?
I don't understand what you're asking. Let me move on here because I can't understand. You on the line. May I help you, please?
Yes, Richard Chambers. I want to let you know that I'm with you. I'm believing with you. I'm praying also. And I feel in my spirit that she will not be the next president.
Well, that's what I feel. I feel it so deeply, I don't doubt it at all.
Pardon me?
I feel the same thing so deeply, I don't doubt it at all.
That's me. And I'm telling you, and there is people praying. I hear it everywhere I go, there is people praying.
More than I ever remember in my lifetime.
Yes, yes.
And that's why we're going to win.
We're going to win.
Yes, we are. Thank you, dear lady.
I'm on a fixed income, but I'm helping you all I can.
Oh, you are wonderful. Thank you.
You continue preaching the word because I love to hear you. Don't get to hear you but every Saturday, but I try my best to listen to you then.
Thank you, dear lady. God bless you, and I love you, okay?
Love you, Keith.
You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, I want to make you aware of something. You may know about it, you may not know about it, but have you heard of this NALT movement that seems to be going around in the churches now? Meaning, saying that we're not all like that, talking about Christians. who have accepted the LGBT community, saying that it's not a sin anymore. Have you heard anything about that?
You know, I have not.
Yeah, I've been reading about it on YouTube.
I think I read a little bit this week, and I didn't really have time to dive into it and get all of it. Send me a text of something that really describes it, and I'll try to have it and know it for next Saturday.
Yeah, because if Hillary gets elected, it's going to be another iron in the fire in the church as far as the apostate church goes, because people are being very deceived. It's like they're giving up on looking upon as a sin because their children are gay or transgender, and they fear for their children, but they're walking away from their Christian values in light of their children, and they can't do that. I mean, people don't think.
That is a very sad thing when people will let what their children believe dominate them, and they will start moving in the direction of their children instead of staying with the Bible. I've got a bunch of grandchildren, not a one of them serving Jesus, not a one of six, and they get so upset. Pawpaw, we want you to be our pawpaw, not our pastor. I'm sorry. I can't be your pawpaw without being a man of God at the same time. And that's just the way I am. I'm not backing up from nothing. I'm going to double down when somebody in my family backs away from the truth.
Well, it makes me so sad that when you hear people on TV and different secular and some even Christian shows talk about that they don't believe, that God, one way they talk, they actually don't believe God has the power to deliver them from this demonic, satanic lifestyle, and he can. He did on the cross.
Oh, he is ready to deliver anybody that will come to him. A homosexual, a sodomite can be saved just as genuine as a fornicator or an adulteress can be saved. But they've got to repent, and they've got to give up the lifestyle. And if they are born again, they've got a new mind, a new heart, a new thought, and they will be perfectly set free.
And they've got to look to the cross. They've got to look to the shed blood. But when he shed his blood, he broke Satan's back. And they've got to believe he made them. But see, what they're doing with this NALT thing is they're saying that this is the way the Lord made me. He accepts me as I am.
That is a lie out of hell.
Exactly.
The devil tells people that God made them that way. God didn't make nobody except men and women.
No, and it makes me mad and it makes me sad all the same time, because he loves them, but he does not love their sin.
Well, I thank you, sir, and we must stand. And any mother or dad out there who has a son or daughter who is into homosexuality or sodomy, lesbianism, whatever it is, don't accept a minute of it. Don't let them think you do. You look them straight in the face and say, Jesus will save you and set you free. And if you live a homosexual, lesbian lifestyle, you're going to spend eternity in hell. And you must get free from it in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Chandler. My wife and I listen to you every Saturday. We look forward to it. We've supported you financially and prayerfully. And you keep up the good work, brother, because you're spreading the light to Charlotte, which is a very dark place right now.
Right. Charlotte is a dark place, and I'm going to stand tall. And sometimes I think maybe I'm going to run for mayor. And I really am too old. I'm 80, but I don't know what the Lord may direct me before the next election cycle for Charlotte. But I'm telling you one thing, we have got a bunch of people in office who don't have a moral brain cell in their head. They are literally, they've lost their way so utterly, and not enough people will stand up, and I'm one of those. I'm going to stand tall until I'm, until I go up in the rapture, or Jesus calls me home by death.
Well, maybe if you run, maybe if you don't win, maybe you have a chance to get more light out there than if you, at least doing that anyway, because people will be listening to your campaign, so maybe you should run. I'll vote for you.
Well, pray about it, okay?
Okay, God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Hey, call us, friends. 1-800-338-7884. These are good calls, and I love it. I'm sorry I couldn't hear the first man. He was asking me something that just was, I cannot figure it out. I'm sorry. Every one of you, I care. I want you to be men and women that love this Bible. I want everybody listening to me to know what it means to be born again, to be a new creature in Christ. If he saves you by his blood, you will never be the same, my friend. I'm here to tell you, you will never be the same. He will make a new creature out of you. He will change you to the core of your being, and he will give you peace inside. In fact, you're not safe anywhere but hid away in the cross. but the cross. No place in this world. Very, very important. Very, very important. God bless you, friend. Hey, you call us. We want to be a blessing to you. I want you to know that, okay? I want you to know. Now, call quickly. This is a caller that would, you know what, that I guess it's the one I couldn't hear. Wants to know, what is Christianity and politics have in common? What does Christianity and politics have in common? Parties, I'll tell you right now, I have a hard time reading things. I have a hard time. What line are we on? Anybody on the line? Call us quickly. I'll do my best. What does Christianity and politics have in common? I don't think that's the question I want to try to answer. Politics is in the, you know, that belongs to Caesar. Christianity belongs to God. Render to Caesar what's Caesar's and to God what's God's, you know. That's the way it's got to be. Politics of the world, Christianity is about the kingdom of God. Well, you know, if I can't be part of both, then I'm not being a good citizen. So I'm not sure what the person is trying to say, but I can tell you, listen to me, I can tell you that a Christian who does not involve himself in the life of his community and his city, I have preachers all the time who say, the politics. Well, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. What business have you have to represent God if you don't know what's happening in your world? And how do you tell your congregation what's going on and preach the Bible? You know, you preach the Bible from a relative viewpoint. You preach it from a relative, a practical viewpoint. What's happening in your world and what does the Bible say to it? How does God address your world in your world through your Bible? And that's what I do. I bring the Bible right into the world where I live. Now listen, I've been on a effort for 3 weeks now, this is the fourth, to get you to be a part of a miracle in our financial need at this church. The ministry of radio, the ministry of media, the ministry of internet, the ministry that has to do with our worldwide outreach needs you on the team. I need you on the team. I've raised about $4,000 so far in this effort in this month. But I need $16,000 more. And I'm asking you out there, every one of you, to help me. I'm asking everybody listening to me today, don't just agree with me and thank God for me. Help me pay the bills, okay? So I'm going to look to you to be in touch with us this week. We have 4 new students from last week. We have 2 more new students coming in this week. And if you don't have your kids in a Christian school, you must find a Christian school where your children can be settled in and they can grow in the things of the Lord. Very important. Hey, I meant to say this. My young people are having a car wash out in the parking lot. And I want every one of you listening to me with a dirty car to get in that car and come immediately and get it washed. And give them $20 to wash your car and then give them a $100 check to give me for radio. How's that? How's that? That's not bad, is it? You know, I could have enough to do that whole, well, they couldn't wash that many cars between now and ending because they're already getting tired. They've really been busy. We got a wonderful bunch of young people and a great minister, Derek Beatty from Mount Holly, wonderful youth minister. And by the way, preaching tomorrow in this pulpit will be our new minister coming here to Charlotte to help me, Joseph Gans. He is settling in today. We've got a place to get him to live that they're going to look at this afternoon. We're getting it all settled. He'll be in the pulpit both services tomorrow to preach to you, and I want you to come hear him. I want everybody out there, if you will, to come hear Joseph Cairns in the morning. Okay, and tomorrow evening. That's at 10:50 and 6 o'clock. 10:50, the morning worship starts, and 6 evening worship starts, and I want you to be here to hear Brother Joseph Gans tomorrow. I'll be back in the pulpit the next Sunday. Okay? Now, we love you. We love you. And this has been a wonderful program, and I want you to have this article. I really do. If you haven't called and got your name in the hands of my staff to send you this article, you need to do it right now. Okay? You need to do it right now. You will find so many other points I give you.
why you need to understand about Hillary Clinton. Why you need to understand about her. And I'm telling you again, she's not going to be elected, but it's going to be the prayers and the dedication of godly people that's going to stop it from happening, okay? You understand what I'm saying? I'm telling you, it's up to us. God does not, I do not believe in what some people will call, well, I got all kinds of calls here and I don't have much time. Let me try to take as many as I can. You on the air. Don't forget, you got to send me some help. And you got to be in church tomorrow and you got to get involved in our school and you're on the air. May I help you?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, will you read 2 Chronicles 2:7-14?
I probably can't, but 2 Chronicles 2 what?
2 Chronicles 2:7-14.
Okay, I will see if I can. I've got phone calls waiting me, so let me take care of that. Thank you, my friend. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, you can help me, sir. This is Miss Portia Fenton. Hillary Clinton, y'all talking all this talk about her. The only thing I can say, I'm going to tell you about what this man said on TV about black people. And I don't care. He told be a Christian and talking about black people and whatever black people vote for him, that's them. But in my position, I'm a Christian too. And I also go to church. I believe in God too.
Okay.
Who I'm going to vote for? Well, I'm going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. I watch TV when this man come on that y'all talking about putting in the seat. Okay. He went to talking on TV. Well, so-and-so black to this and so-and-so black to that, and I see black both for him.
Well, I want you to know I love black people. And I want you to know that Donald Trump has been telling them how much he loves them. And I believe he means it.
That ain't what I heard him say on TV, though.
Well, maybe you was listening to liberal television that does all kinds of junk. You can't trust these liberal medias. You know that, don't you?
I want to. I got who I want to vote for.
I love you now. I'll go on because I'm out of time. You on the air. May I help you, please? All right. That one's over. Hey. I'm sorry. God bless that sweet lady. Hey, dear lady, I wish you'd call me on the phone. I'd like to talk to you personally because I can tell you're a sweetheart lady, but you've been redirected or falsely directed, and I'd like to help you. Hey, I love every one of you. You are special to me. I'm here to tell you, you are special to me. I love my family. I love my radio audience. I really do. And I really... Well, where did music come from? Oh, well, that was some of mine. I'm sorry. God bless your heart. You are special to me, folks. You are special to me. And I want you and the things of God to be real. I lost that song, and I really wanted to put it up, but I'm not going to be able to. God bless you. Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. You know that? Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. I love you. Don't miss next week.
If I'm blind. Inside at the end of Damascus Road.